Today's daf is Erechin daf Yud Aleph, and we will begin from the seventh wide line of daf Yud Amid Bey. So we're in the middle of the digression of the Perek. So the Perek began with Halacha and Hilchas Erechin, as you would expect. We're learning Masechtas Erechin and mentioned the minimum and maximum amount of money that one can be obligated to give in the event that he took upon himself a neder of Erechin. The minimum amount is one sela, a shekel HaKodesh. The maximum amount is chamishim sloim, chamishim shkolim. Regardless, once the Mishnah mentioned a halacha in Hilchas Erechin as relates to minimums and maximums, we digressed and we discussed other halachas that relate to minimum and maximum as well. The last Mishnah that we learned was the Mishnah on Daf Yud, which discussed the clay shear, the instruments that were used in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah said that there were no less than 21 tkiyas, truas, tkiyas in the Beis HaMikdash on any given day. There were never more than 48. You have a minimum and a maximum. A minimum of 21 tkiyas, a maximum of 48. The Mishnah said that there was an instrument called the Nevel, Halu, B'Nevel V'Chinar, in Poichasim Mishnei Nevalim, V'Lei Mesifin Al Shisha. Never more than six, never less than two. There were flutes that were used in the orchestra in the Beis HaMikdash. Never less than two, never more than 12. Regardless, now we're digressing from our digression, meaning we mentioned the minimum and maximum in terms of the instruments, the clay shear that we use in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara is going to digress now and talk about those clay shear. Today's Daf Yud Aleph, like yesterday's Daf Yud, requires an asterisk on it because there's just so much in the Daf. Hafoichba, the Hafoichba, the Kulaba. But we begin with the Braisa. Tan Rabban and Abu Vayeb Mikdash. There was a flute that was used in the Beis HaMikdash. Chalukaya was smooth, Takaya was thin. Shalkanahaya was made of reed. Umi Mois, Moishahaya. And it dated back to the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. So there were many things, certainly during Bayis Rishon, that the Yidden had that dated back to the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara talks about how when Nebuchadnezzar and Nevuzrad and Sarat Habachim destroyed the first place of Mikdash, a miracle happened. Tavu Shaharim, and a lot of what the Yidden had taken with them from the Midbar and brought to Gilgal, Noivin Givoy, Shiloh, of course, a lot of those Kalim, which they had throughout the entire period of Bayis Rishon, disappeared miraculously so that the Umay Sa'ilam would never be able to put their hands on it. But regardless, this flute dated back, like many other things during Bayis Rishon, to the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. But what happened was, Tziva HaMelech v'Tzipu Zav, it was made of reed, and at some point, one of the Malchi Yisrael decided that, why are you using it? It's made out of konim. That's a billiga thing. Why not make it out of gold? So they listened to the king, obviously, and V'Layhoyu Koyliyarev, but it backfired, because the sound wasn't as nice now that it was coated with gold as it had been previously. Not V'Tzipu Zav, so they removed the covering, V'Layhoyu Koyliyarev, and then it sounded like it used to sound. On that note, Tziltu L'Hoyu B'Mikdash, there was purest symbols in the base. HaMikdash, Shalom L'Chayshu, that was made out of copper. V'Hoyu Koyliyarev, it sound was really, really nice. V'Nifkam, and it was damaged. V'Sholchu Chachamim, V'Viyu Umonim Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. They brought artisans, craftsmen from Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. V'Teknu, and they fixed it. V'Hoyu Koyliyarev. But after they fixed it, it didn't sound so nice. Not the Kudus, so they removed what they had done. V'Hoyu Koyliyarev Kameshah. Then it sounded again like it had sounded previously. Machtesh Yisrael B'Mikdash. There was a mortar in the Beis HaMikdash, on the Chayshu Say, it too was made out of copper, it too dated back to the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they used it for Pita Maktiris, they used it to mix and prepare the simonim that were used for the Ktiris. This mortar went bad. It was very precious mortar, even though a mortar is not a difficult thing to replace. But this was dating back from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they wanted to repair it. And it didn't do the same job that it used to do. So this is really where we got up to in yesterday's daf, picking up from that note. Elu shnei kelim nishtairu mimikdash rishay. These two kelim the Yidden had during Bayis Sheni, it remained from Bayis Rishon. Now, which two kelim? We just mentioned three things. We mentioned the flute, we mentioned the cymbals, and we mentioned the mortar. So it's going to be mavur from the Hemshech of the Gemara that it's referring to the latter two. So it's referring to the Tzoltzol Hayah B'Mikdash that was made out of copper that they had from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was ruined. they repaired it by these really professional people from Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim. It didn't work as well as it had, and therefore they had to unwind it. The same was true for the machteshes, the mortar that was used for pita machter. So it's regarding those last two things, the tzilzul and the machteshes. They had it from the times of Mikdash Rishon. V'nespagnu v'loyhoyel amarucha. They were damaged and they couldn't really fix it. You see what happened, that they called the people from Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim. They thought they were making it better. They ended up making it worse. V'aleim amma David was regarding them that David HaMelech said, some have the girth of v'aleim amakra, nechoshes memoyret. He was talking about certain kalim that were made of thin copper, or another pasuk that says nechoshes maruk, which means shiny copper. Which copper kalim was he referring to? He was referring to those two copper kalim, the tzitzel, the symbols that dated back to the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, that were made of copper, and the mortar, the machteshes, that was used for Peter Machtiris, that also dated back to the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, but was also made of copper. It's regarding them that the pasuk says uklei nechoshes mutzav toiva, these klei nechoshes that looked a little like gold, but shnayim chamudois kizav, two, and they were chamudois, they were as precious as gold. What does that mean? Rabbi Shmuel one says, kol echad echad shakul kishnayim shol zav, each one of these kalim, which were really made of nechoshes, were as chashuv, as valuable as two kalim of gold, which of course is usually not the way it is. An ounce of gold is a lot more precious than an ounce of copper, so zav is more chashuv than nechoshes, but these kalim were very, very chashuv. So one of these kli nechoshes was as chashuv as two kalim of gold. V'chad amar, just the opposite. Shneim shkulin kechad shazav. Two of these kalim that were made of nechoshes were as chashuv as one kalim that was made of zav. Tani Rav Yosef, a braisa said, shneim shkulin kechad shazav. So a braisa seems to be machria, like one of the two pshatim, that two of them together were shakul like zav. So they weren't more precious than zav, just the opposite. They were less precious than zav. Tanya belinked to the price of Nelson. Reb Nelson says, shniim hayu. That really when the pasuk says shnayim, it's not coming to say two of them were equal to gold or two gold were equal to them, even though the word in the pasuk is shnayim, but really what it means is shniim. Shniim means doubles. Atikri shnayim ela shniim. To say that they had doubles, there was backup in case something would go wrong, so they had a spear that they'd be able to. Son of Shimon Gamliel, shiloyach hoya mekalech mayim mikaiser. There was a stream of water that was known as the shiloyach, and the shiloyach stream was very, very narrow. How narrow? It was the size of an iser. That's a coin. So it was a very, very narrow strip. Tziva HaMelech, v'rchivu, k'desh yis rabu meimah. They said, why are we using water that had certain functions in the Beis HaMikdash? So why are we using water that comes from such a narrow stream? Let's widen the stream a little bit and the water is going to gush. It's going to come out a little bit more aggressively. It'll be a little bit more practical. V'nismatu. But you know what happened? When they widened it, they ended up having less water. V'chazer mitu, so they undid it, and then the water went back to the way it was. And this is the third example, or the fourth example, of a situation where they thought they were making something better, and in fact, they ended up making worse. They took the flute that was made of reeds, they covered it with gold, thinking that, oh, now it's going to be gold, it's going to be mochashim. It backfired. In the cases of the tzilzol and the machteshes that ruined, they brought these fancy artisans from Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim, they were going to fix it, make it much better. They ended up making it worse. And here too, they thought that by widening the stream of the shiloyach, they were going to make it better, when in fact they made it worse. Says the Gemara, l'kayim mashen emar, this is all a raya, or a remes, to what the pasuk says, al yisalu chacham b'chachmasai, va yisalu lagiba b'gvurasai, va yisalu l'asha b'ashoi, kim b'zois yisalu l'mesal, of course, that's the end of the pasuk. But Yirmiyahu famously said that the chacham shouldn't be mesal b'chachmasai, because you see over here that all the chachamim, right, all the kliga mentioned, they thought they were making things better, when in fact what they were doing was they were really making things worse. This Hir Davlis, which is a certain instrument they didn't have in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, my Hir Davlis, I'm Rabbi Atavla Gur Gudana. It's a bell with a clapper. What's the reason? Why didn't they have it? Because it sounded too good. It would mess up everything else. So they didn't want to have this instrument called the Hir Davlis. Amar Rava Bar Shela, Amar Avnasna, Amar Shmuel. Magrefa Hoysa B'Mikdash. There was a shovel that was used in the Beis HaMikdash. Asar Nekavim Hayuba. It had 10 holes in it. And each one of these holes Each one of the 10 holes was able to play 10 different notes as an instrument. 10 times 10 is 100. So it comes out there were 100 different types of musical sounds that were able to come out of this shovel. The shovel itself was an amma, gevoy amma, it was a tall amma, v'kati yoytzei emena, there was a handle that came out of it, v'asor in the kavim hayuba, and in the handle, there were 10 holes, kolechon moitzi meyem in yizemer, each one of those holes was able to play 100 different sounds, and say, kula moitzi elav min yizemer, so it's not 10 times 10, but it's 100 times 10, it comes out that it was able to play 1,000 sounds. So according to the first version in the Gemara, which was Rava Bar Shelo in the name of Rav Masna, in the name of Shmuel, who was Rav Masna, that was Rav Yochanan's 11th son. Rav Yochanan had 10 sons, Lo Yaleinu, that died during his lifetime. But he had an 11th son. And he sent him to learn by Shmuel. I'm Rav Masna, I'm Rav Shmuel, right? Either way, so Rav Masna said it was 100 sounds. The Braisa said it was 1,000 sounds. I'm Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. V'simonech, a good way to remember who said 100 and who said 1,000, Masnis and Guzma. The Braisa exaggerates. The truth is that sometimes you find that a Mishnah and a Braisa, really, a Miram don't exaggerate. Right? Shulchan Aruch can't exaggerate, right? So, no, it's halacha and Shulchan Aruch, it's a guzma. It's not really osir, right? It's a guzma. No, obviously not. The Amiram never exaggerated, but the Tanaim sometimes did. And that, therefore, you'll find things in a Mishnah, in a Braisa, that are a guzma. I mean, we can't darshan guzmais, right? Ain't them Deirish guzmais, like the Xerishava, unless you have a Messiah on it. But there are sometimes things in a Mishnah and a Braisa that will be an exaggeration. So the number 1,000 was a guzma. 100 is not a guzma. 1,000 is a guzma. Just one interesting aura, and that is that you see from this Gemara that they tried changing aspects of the kelim during Bayis Sheni from the way they were during Bayis Rishon. So they had these flutes. The flutes were made of kanim, and they decided that they're going to be mitzapit with the zav. You had the me'a shiloyach, you had the machte. There were different things that they tried altering, and it seemed to backfire. And the Gemara quotes the famous pasuk in Yirmiyahu, al yisal chacham the chachmasi. But the bottom line is you see that they were playing, pun intended, with some of these instruments, and they were altering them from the way that they had previously been. The question is that something that you're allowed to do? I mean, is it just reckless? You can just go and decide, you know what? The keli from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, times of Shlomo HaMelech, were made of nechashis. We're going to go ahead and we're going to make it of zav. We know that one of the fundamental principles that govern Seder Kachim, Mesech Tzvachim, and Menachis is a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that says, Akol biksav miyad Hashem, Olai Hiskel. Everything in the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's the Mikdash itself, whether it's the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, was extremely precise, and it was all al pi nevuah. Hakol biksav miyad Hashem. Everything had to be done based on the way it was commanded from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, if you take a look at Rashi, that's how Rashi explains the Gemara. The punchline of the Gemara was, L'kayim ha-shenema yisalu chacham b'chachmasa, Zok Rashi, she-chachmasa y'ene elem mikalkeles. You see over here, the chachma only made things worse. L'fisha kli mikdash rishon al-pi agvura naso. Because the kelim of the base of mikdash were done al-pi agvura. D'chsev ha-kol b'ksav miyad Hashem alay hizko. Kol malach ha-tavnes. And they went ahead and they made it worse. But the emes is, how do you understand this? If there's a halach of ha-kol b'ksav miyad Hashem alay hizko, then how were they allowed to change it? And the truth is, this is really a much more general question, because we know that there were two Bati Mikdashim, right? Of course, Bayis Shlishi, Bayis Sheni. Basud Lavoi, B'mer V'yameinu, there's going to be a Bayis Shlishi. We also had a Mishkan, we were in the Midbar. The dimensions of the Mikdash itself and the Kalim were different from the Mishkan to Bayis Rishon, from Bayis Rishon to Bayis Sheni, and from Bayis Sheni to Bayis Shlishi. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira, right in the beginning, it's Perek Aleph Halacha Daleth, says as follows: Binyan Shebana Shloima Kfar Mefurish B'Malachim. If you want to know the dimensions and the specifics, the specs of Shloima Melech Beis Hamikdash, it's Mefurish and Sefer Malach, Malach Malach. V'chein Binyan Ha'asad Li Banos, the Binyan that's going to be built, the Bayis Shlishi, Afa Pishu Kosef B'Yecheskel, it's written where in Sefer Yecheskel, but Eidim Mefurish B'Malach, it's not so clear. That's the Pesukim Yecheskel are much more ambiguous than the Pesukim in Malach HaMalach. V'anshi Bayis Sheni, and what about Bayis Sheni, because what about Mei Ezra, Banu Kebinyan Shloimai, they built it like the Binyan of Shloimai HaMalach, U'mei'ein Dvarim HaMefurash B'Yecheskel. But it's me'ein the dvarim ha'mufurashim b'seif yecheskel. This Rambam's a little saucy. But one thing's clear in the Rambam. The Rambam says like this: three Beis HaMikdashes There's Bayis Rishon, that's Shloima. Bayis Sheni, that's in the times of Ezra. Bayis Shlishi, that's mentioned in Sefer Yecheskel. They're all different. Bayis Rishon, Luchud. Bayis Sheni, not two dinim, three dinim. Right? And the truth is, the Mishkan was very different than Bayis Rishon. Bayis Rishon was much bigger than the Mishkan. So you had the Mishkan, you had Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, and you had Bayis Shlishi. And they were all different. And the truth is, it's a pala. Because if there's a pasuk that kol b'ksad yad Hashem alai hiskel, it sounds like there's a science of how it's not just v'asuli mikdash and make it however you want. No, you have to sit down with an architect, and you know the architect is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chvayd v'atzmai, HaKol b'ksad yad Hashem alai hiskel. Hashem was the architect of the Beis HaMikdash. So if that's the case, how was it that from mikdash to mikdash, everything changed? So you'll tell me, that it's true it changed, but it was all Apinavua, right? Bayis Rishon was done, Apinavua. Shlomo HaMelech was a Navi. Bayis Sheni was Alpinavua. Who was the Navi of Bayis Sheni? Chagai. And Bayis Shlishi was not Alpinavua as well. That's the Pesukim Yecheskel. So it's all Alpinavi. And the Chasam Sofer talks about this in a Tshuva, but the Chasam Sofer is not so happy with this either, because we know the Halacha, Ein Navi Rashoi L'Chadosh Dover Me'at V'Adoylo. So once we had a Mesorah that this is the way the Mishkan is supposed to be, or this is the way Bayis Rishon is supposed to be, how was it that every Navi moving forward was allowed to go ahead and change it? And the Chasam Sofer suggests that the Pasuk says in Parashas Truma that Hashem tells Moshe, I want you to build the Mishkan. Rashi says, V'chein tasu is l'dayrus. So Chasam Sofer says, Adav Nifla. He says, V'chein tasu l'dayrus, maybe is a tzivoy that in every generation I'm going to command you. As if in every door, every time you're going to come to sit down to build the Beis HaMikdash, there'll be a nevuah. Ein Navi Rashi l'chadish is the pshat. That if this is the way it's supposed to be, and there's no indication that anyone has a right to change it in the future, so then you're stuck with it. This is what it is. You can come with chachma and whatever you want later to try to alter it. You have no right to do it. But here in the Ikur Tzivuy, Malachas HaMishkan, the Pasuk said, K'chol asher ni'maru oischa, v'chein tasu means l'dayrus. That means it was already a giloy that in future generations, there'll be a Navi Chagai, and there'll be a Navi Yecheskel. They'll say Nevuah, and their Nevuah will allow us to go ahead and to alter it. But in our Gemara, it sounds like it was more Chachma. It wasn't working with Akol B'Ksav, Yad Hashem Alay Hiskel. They were doing it with Chachma. How they had a right to do that is not clear. And the Gemara says, you see from here that all the Chachma in the world doesn't come to Hashem. Al Yisalo Chachma B'Chachmas. But again, it's an interesting idea. The fact that you had four Tkufos of Ashrois Hashchina, you had the Mishkan, you had Bayis Rishon, you had Bayis Sheni, you had Bayis Shlishi, they were all different. In fact, the Tosfos Yontif has a very famous hakdama. It's kedai to see this inside. Tosfos Yontif has a hakdama to Masechtas Midos. So Masechtas Midos is on the docket. It's coming up between now and the Sima Shas. We're going to learn Masechtas Midos, right? It's somewhere in the middle. But we're going to soon learn Masechtas Midos. And Masechtas Midos has an introduction that was written by the Tosfos Yontif. And the Tosfos Yontif over there asks Akasha, he says, Masechtas Midos talks about the Midos of the Beis HaMikdash. You know which Beis HaMikdash? Bayis Sheni. He says, what do we need Masechtas Midos for? He says, I don't know what we need it for. He says, for Bayis Shlishi? Bayis Shlishi is Yecheskel. The Rambam said already that it's different. Bayis Rishon, there's Bayis Sheni, there's Bayis Shlishi. So why isn't it gay to have Masechtas Midos? It's Hilchos HaMashicha. What do we really need it for? And the Tosfos Yontif says that maybe the pshat is because the Rambam, when he describes Bayis Sheni, he says V'anshei Bayis Sheni kishabanu b'mei Ezra banu kibinyan shloima u'me'ein dvarim hamufurashim Yecheskel. So Bayis Sheni took Bayis Shlishi into consideration. So there's what to learn from Bayis Sheni towards Bayis. Meaning Bayis Sheni was based on Bayis Shlishi. It's based on, right? Based on a true story. It's based on Bayis Shlishi. So it's based on Bayis Shlishi. But the point is, that means there is some Bayis Shlishi in Bayis Sheni. If there's some Bayis Shlishi in Bayis Sheni, then there's what to learn. Either way, we could talk about this for a long time. That Shuvah, by the way, from the Chasam Sofer, right? So just the context of the tshuva, it's in Yerideh Simen Reish Lamed Vav. So last week we spoke about Reish Lamed Gimel and Reish Lamed Dal. Reish Lamed Gimel was Rabbi Amram Chasida. Reish Lamed Dalid to his Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis. Reish Lamed He was also Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis. And what was he talking about? Eretz Yisrael v'zman hazeh, Yerushalayim, the Chorva, right? That was the context of those tshuvas. Reish Lamed Vav was Rabbi Kiveger. It was written by Rabbi Kiveger, and it was about the controversy with Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, and it was about bringing karbonos bizmanas. And if you go through that tshuva, after going through Reish Lamed Gimel, Reish Lamed Dalet, so I don't know how to darshan smuchen in tshuva, Chasam Sofer, but if you go through, it's not chronological, incidentally, so because Reish Lamed Dalet was before Reish Lamed Gimel, if you remember from last week. But either way, if you go through that tshuva, the tshuva is Chasam Sofer, and you see how much he wanted to that Yidden should start settling and populating Eretz Yisrael, specifically Yerushalayim, and they should go from up north in Miron Tzfas Tveria and come down south and literally go to Yerushalayim, you appreciate more the way he approached and tackled bringing a Korban Pesach v'zman hazeh. And the Chasam Sofer did not machavech with what Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalishon wanted to do. That's clear. Look at the tshuva. He was much more open to the idea that Reb Kivega was. Much more open. In fact, he did some due diligence, he did some research, and he said that it's never going to happen. He said the person that's in charge of the Temple Mount is a rough person, and he's never going to give us Rishos. So I think we're wasting our time. But he came much more from the practical standpoint, we're wasting our time. He was willing to work with Kayhanim and all the Yichol, the Lumdus of the Sugya. Chasam Sofer was willing. At the end of that Shuvah, Reish Lam Vav, this is where he talks about the differences between Reish Rish and Bayesheni, why there was no Aron there in Bayesheni. Vadvarim Artikin. Either way, Zachter Gemara Vavdi Kayhanim Hayu. So the Mishnah mentioned the flutes that were played in the Beis HaMikdash. So who played these flutes? So it was a three-way machlokes. Rav Meir says these were avodim, believe it or not, avodim of Kohanim that used to play the flutes. Rav Yosi Yomer, they were Yisrael Miyuchasim. They came from certain families that had good yichus. Rav Chanina ben Antignas Yomer, Leviim, how they were living. So first glance, it would seem that this was the machlokes. Not the avodim, the machlokes that says they were avodim. Even though there's a mitzvah to sing shira in the Beis HaMikdash, we'll see more about that soon. But the ikur shira is really bepet. Ukli, why do you use kalim? Livsume kalohu David. It's just there to enhance the shira. But the Ikur Mitzvah Shira is not the instrument, it's not the flute, it's not the cymbals, it's the singing. It's the actual song. This is just Lipsumei Kalu Davida. So therefore, it doesn't matter who uses it. Let an Eved play the instrument. It's not an Avoida. And the Leviim, they were the ones that were in charge of doing this. But the Gemara says, but Tizbra, if that's the case, Rabbi Yosi Mai Kasavet. There's a middle Shita in the Mishnah. Right? One Mandama says, even Avodim, we're talking about Eved Kanani. Right? Even an Eved was allowed to do it. One of the Mandamas says, no, it had to be a lady. But there's an in-between Shita. So what's this in-between Shita? Not an Eved. Could be a Yisrael, but it has to be Yisrael Meyuchas. He goes on Ikashir Bepeh. If he owes Ikashir Bepeh, Avadim Sagi, then even an Eved should be okay, because the instrument is just there to enhance the Shir. He goes on Ikashir Bekli. Leviyah being nothing more, so he goes on Ikashir Bepeh. Really, everybody holds Ikashir Bepeh. So, Hacha Bemailin, Miduchim Meyuchas, and Lemaisish Kamifigin. Machagis was something else. If you would walk into the Beis HaMikdash and you would see a man playing a flute, standing, you know, while the Avodah is being done, you would think for sure that he's a very chash of a person. So you would assume he probably has good yichus. You would even assume that there's a good chance he's a Levi, and you'd give him your Maiserishan. And this was the Shiloh. The Shiloh was, do we assume that if somebody else would see somebody playing an instrument in the Beis HaMikdash, he would start jumping to conclusions about who this person is? Mandam, Avodah says that they were Avodim, because of Eim, Ma'ad, Biduchim, Levi, Yosef, Maisers. That nobody makes any assumptions. Just because he sees somebody playing music in the Beis HaMikdash, it says nothing about the person. If that's the case, he could be an Eved Kanani. Aren't you worried that you're going to assume he's a Miyuchas? Not worried. Aren't you worried that people will assume he's a Levi, they're going to give him the Maiserish? Nope, I'm not worried about that either. Mandam Levi'im, Mandam says they had to be Levi'im, because of the Ma'ad Meduchim, Bein Liyuchas, Bein the Maiserish. No, you're going to assume he's for sure even a Levi. Okay, then you had to make sure that he had to be a Levi. Well, the Mandam Yisraelim, the Mandam says they were Yisraelim, because of the Ma'ad Meduchim, Liyuchas. If you see someone playing music in the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to assume he's a Miyuchas, but below the Maiserish, he's not necessarily going to assume that this person is a Levi. As a result, he doesn't have to be a Levi, because you're not going to assume he's a Levi and give him Maiserishan by mistake. But at the same time, you are going to assume he's a Miyuchas. And it's for that reason he had to be a Miyuchas. Meaning, based on what people may think he'll be, that's what we require the person. We're backing into our positions, is what the Gemara is saying. Meaning, Mi'ikar Adin, really, Ikashir is bepeh. So if Ikashir is bepeh, doesn't matter who plays these instruments. Anybody can play them. The question is not from a pure halachic standpoint, it was more that people don't always know the emes. So you're going to see somebody playing instruments, you're going to assume, oh, he's a Levi, or you're going to assume he's a Miyuchas. So based on what the concern is, the respective Tanan backed in to their Shitas Excel. So before we go weiter, and this next Gemara is going to talk about the Shira that the Levim sang and played with their instruments, according to some Shitas, but the Shira of the Beis HaMikdash. So just a little bit of an introduction about Sheva Levi. This is an important introduction just to fully understand today's daf. And that is as follows. The Rambam in Hilchis Klei HaMikdash, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, describes the role of the Levi. So we know that Shevet Levi was singled out in the Midbar, right? Shevet Levi is mentioned a lot in the Parshias that talk about what happened in the Midbar. Parshas Bamidbar, Nasoi Baloischa, Parshas Korach. You have it already in Parshas Bai. And the reason is because after Kabbalas HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Luchos, 40 days, 40 nights, came down a little bit late. The Yidden thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was killed. The Satan fooled them. They ended up worshipping the ego. It's the worst Avera the Yidden ever did. They worshipped the ego, literally. Aluva, Kala, Shenitsha, Zinsa, Besaychu, Pasa. The Yidden was still at Har Sinai, waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu to come down with the Luchos. And they were Oivet Avoy Dezor. They did the worst Avera possible. But only 11 out of the 12 Shvatim did the Chet Ego. Shevet Levi was not nichshol in the chet. It was because of that, Shevet Levi was singled out, and they're going to be muvdil l'avodas Hashem. But within Shevet Levi, there's two groups. There's the Kehanim. The Kehanim are all Levim. And then there's the rest of Shevet Levi. So we're a lot more familiar with what the Kehanim were obligated to do and what they can and cannot do than we are with the Levim. The whole Seder Kachem talks about the Kehanim. Not that much of Seder Kachem talks about the Levim. These dafin that we're learning right now, Erichin Dafyud, Dafyud Aleph, focuses very much on Sheva Levi. The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Gimel Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, says as follows: Zera Levi Kuloi Muvdol Avodas HaMikdash. Zera Levi, meaning all of Sheva Levi was Muvdol, they were set aside, cast aside, for the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam brings a pasuk. Incidentally, in Perek Dalet, the Rambam talks about the Kehanim, and the Rambam says, HaKehanim Muvdolu Michlal HaLevim L'avodas HaKarbonah. So the Rambam sometimes with one word could be Kaleah so much. Says the Rambam, Shevet Levi was Muvdol. They were separated from the other Shvatim. How so? Zera Levi Kuloi Muvdol L'avodas HaMikdash. One word. Their job is Avodas HaMikdash. What about the Kayanim? HaKayanim Huvdolu Michlal HaLevim L'avodas HaKarbonah. So the Levim's job is Avodas HaMikdash. The Kayanim's job is Avodas HaKarbonah. And then the Rambam goes on to explain what it means, Avodas HaMikdash. And the Rambam says there were three jobs, three primary functions that the Levi had in the Beis HaMikdash. It says, number one, the Leviim had to be Shomrim. The first Mishnah Masechtas Tamid, the first Mishnah Masechtas Midos, talks about different places in the Beis HaMikdash where there was Shomrim. So some of them were Dafka Kohanim, but for the most part, the Shomrim were Leviim. So one job, one out of the three mentioned by the Rambam, that the Levi had was he had to watch the Beis HaMikdash. It was considered a covet for the Beis HaMikdash to have Shomrim, to have guards, whether they were really watching or not really watching wasn't even the point. But it certainly looked like they were being Shomer, and it was a davar shel kavod. The Levian's job was to be the Shomrim of the Beis HaMikdash. The second job was they were the Shoyarim. The Shoyarim meant that they had to open up the gates and the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. So their job was to open up in the morning and to close it at night. They were the Shoyarim. The third job was they were the Meshoyarim. What does the Meshoyarim mean? The Rambam says, the Shoyarim ala karban b'chol yoyim. Their job was to sing when the karbanas were being brought. What does singing mean? We just learned the Gemara. Ikra shir is b'peh. So really, the ikra shir is to sing with your mouth, have a nice voice and to sing. And they used to play with musical instruments as well. That's only the Vesume Kala. But the point is that Levim had three jobs. Number one, they were Shoyarim. Number two, they were Shoyarim. Number three, they were Meshoyarim. So when did they sing? When exactly did they sing? They sang when karbanos were brought. But not all karbanos, only when karbanos sibur were brought. So when the karban sibur was brought, and part of the karban sibur was always a mincha, the mincha had in it nesachim, which means wine that was poured on the Beis HaMikdash. While the wine was poured on the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim would sing songs. What was the song they would sing? Depend on the day of the week. On the first day, Ayoymeim Rishim Shabbai HaLevim Ayoymeim Beis HaMikdash, the David Mizbar. Every day had its own song. They would sing when Karbanoi Sibur were brought. It didn't matter if the Karban Sibur was the Tamid Shal Shachar, the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, whether it was the Musafin or some other Karban Sibur that was being brought. But while the Karbanois were being brought, that's when the Levim used to go ahead and they used to sing. Either way, this is half of the introduction. Let's learn the daf a little bit and then we'll speak out the other half of the introduction. Either way, Zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon and Hashir, Ma'akiv es ha-karban. As it relates to the shir, whose job was it to sing? The levir. That shir was ma'akiv the karban. Divrei Rameir. Chomer b'chomer say, ain't ma'akiv, it's not ma'akiv the karban. My time, the Rameir. Rameir holds it's ma'akiv the karban. How does he know that? Amar Krok, because the pasuk says, ve'etnos ha-levim, nesuna l'harinu levana b'teich b'nei Yisrael, etc. U'lechapra b'nei Yisrael. So it says, the levim had their job, and then it says, l'chapra b'nei Yisrael. So ma'akapara, ma'akeves, just like kapara, we're talking about things that are ma'akiv. Avshira ma'akeves, rabban, what are rabban? Ha'ulu idach the Rebbe Lazar. This hekesh between levim and kapara is not coming to say that just like like kapara is ma'akev, so to speak. So too the shir is ma'akev, but rather something else. Just like kapara had to be during the day, right? All the avodos of kapara, everything, the dalal avodos adam, had to be during the day. Av shira bayoyim, shira had to be during the day as well. So we have a machlekes remeir in the chachamim, whether shira is ma'akev or shira is not ma'akev. How could shira be ma'akev? We just said, when did the Levim sing? When they brought the Nesachim. The Nesachim itself was a ma'akev. The only part of a carbon that's fine. A carbon's a very big deal. A lot of things happen. But when it comes to the bare minimum, what's ma'akev, not a lot was ma'akev. Shchita, Kabbalah, Haylachas. Even Haylachas not ma'akev. If you do the Shchita right next to the Mizbeach, you don't even have to do Haylachas. That's where Reb Shimon Shita throughout Seder Kachem is, that you can't be mefagel a carbon b'shas Haylachas, because it's a avoidah she'ena ma'akevas. If you have to do it, it's ma'akev, but you don't necessarily have to do it. Halacha means take the dam and bring it to the mizbech. What if I'm by the mizbech? Right? Reish ha-mizbech is called safoin. You give me shech kach ha-gadosh ha-reish ha-mizbech. But the bottom line is, it's shechitik about halacha zrika. The nesachim happened later. The nesachim itself is not ma'akev. If the nesachim is not ma'akev, how could the shir be ma'akev? Tois asks the kasha right here. And Tois says, you have to say that what Remeir means is not that the shir was ma'akev the carbon. Of course, it's not ma'akev the carbon. What he meant is it's ma'akev the nesachim. There's halacha to bring the sachim. You can't bring the sachim without shira. So the shira was ma'ak, just like kapara is a dover that's ma'akev in the purpose of bringing the carbon. If you bring a carbon, you're not going to get kapara. You have to bring the carbon again. So too, the shira was ma'akev the nesachim. It's not ma'akev the kapara. Of course not. It's not ma'akev the carbon. Of course not. The nesachim itself is not ma'akev. How could the shira b'shas the nesachim be ma'akev? What it means is, it's ma'akev the actual nesachim. Zok de gemara. Amar Rab Yehuda amar Shmuel. Minayin le'ikra shira min ha-tayra. So what's interesting is that if you go through the psukim, if you go through the psukim in the Torah, you don't find anywhere that there's this idea that the Levim had to sing shira at the time of Nisach HaYayin. There is one pasuk that talks about shira b'shas korbanos. We'll see about that in the second introduction. But for the purpose of this gemara right now, the gemara assumes there's no mafurish pasuk anywhere. So there's no pasuk anywhere that says mafurish that while you bring a carbon, you have to sing shira. So the gemara says, minayin leikah shira min ha-tayra, and the gemara is going to bring 10 makaris to this halacha, a lot of psukim. Shenemar, it says v'sheireis b'shem Hashem alikah. It says that the Levim should serve Hashem. Hashem, b'shem Hashem aleikav. Is that shira shebeshem? Which service, which avodah involves the shem Hashem? Have you ever said shira? The songs, when you sing songs, psukim and tehillim, there were a lot of shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that were recited. So maybe that's the v'sheiris, b'shem Hashem aleikav. Even though it's not mafurish in the pasuk, but at least you have a remes to the concept of shira. But the Gemara says, how do you know? Even the Sias Kapayim. Maybe it's referring to duchening, yivarechacha Hashem, and you have b'shem Hashem in the duchening as well. So the Gemara says, "Midchsev l'sharsoi ulevarich shemai." It says l'sharsoi ulevarich shemai. Mechal the brachas kehanim lav shirasu. So you see from here that brachas kehanim is not shiras. Now, if you take that word, that line out of context, it sounds like what the Gemara is saying is that brachas kehanim is not avoda. It's not true. When we don't miss the zvachim and menachas, we spoke at the Magen Avraham and Siman Kuf Chav Ches many times. Shulchan Aruch discusses whether an avel is keduchen. Teich yud beis chaydish. So the Mechaber says that an avel shouldn't duchen during shiva. But Teich Yud Beis Chodesh, if he's in the year, he's allowed to duchen. Ramah says the minig is not to duchen, even Teich Yud Beis Chodesh. Says the Magen Avraham that this is all during Shiva, this is all during Yud Beis Chodesh. He says, but an oinein, someone that's an oinein, someone that's meisoy mutal lefanav, a close relative died, they didn't even do the kfur yet, can't duchen for sure. Why? Because the Reb Shimon says that any koyin that's not moida in avoida can't do the avoida. And he gives examples. One of them is Nesias Kapayim. So he says, you see, Nesias Kapayim is an avoida. And the Mishnah in the beginning of the second paragraph of Masechta Zvachim lists all the people that are possible to do avoida, Azar, Anisha, and one of them is an oine. So you see that duchening is an avoida. An oine can't do avoida. So he says, this whole discussion, the Mechaber Ramah, that's all regarding the Bishchayde, Shiva. But as it relates to oine, of course he can't. He says, Nishalti, I was asked the Shaila, and he said, it's Pasha, it's Mefurish. It's basic arithmetic. Because duchening is avoida, and an oinein is one of the psulei avoida. Here you have a gemara that says michlal de birchas koyanim lav shirusi. I think what it means is that this pasuk that says l'sharsoi ulevarach shamai, that fisherus can't be referring to Nesias Kapayim, because that's ulevarach shamai. So you see, there's two things: there's l'sharsoi and there's ulevarach shamai. Levarach shamai is duchening. What does l'sharsoi mean? It means shira. Rav Masna amar meihach. Rav Masna gives the second makar. Tachas asher le'avadato as Hashem le'kecha b'simcha uvetuv le'evav. This is a pasuk in the Teichach, and Hashem says that why is the Teich? Why all the terrible things going to happen? Tachas asher le'avadato as Hashem le'kecha b'simcha. You had an opportunity when things were good to serve Hashem b'simcha, and you didn't. So Hashem says he's going to make it not so good. Torah, and you're going to have no choice. You're going to be forced to serve Hashem when things are very, very bad. They say that after the Holocaust, there was a Yid who was living in Eretz. He was an Am Haaretz. He was a Pefrei Yid. He didn't know anything. And so he met another Yid. He said, "You know anything to learn?" He said, "He knows one pasuk." Tachas Hashem Yevadatos Hashem Alekecha B'Simcha V'Tuf Leivav. So he was very. He doesn't know Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echad. He doesn't know how to make brachas. He didn't know anything. That's the only pasuk he knows. Doesn't know Breishis Bar Lekim as Shema Yisaretz. But he knew the pasuk Tachas Hashem Yevadatos Hashem Alekecha B'Simcha V'Tuf Leivav. So he told the Yid that he was in Auschwitz, and when he was in Auschwitz, he used to work next to the Kleisenberger Rebbe, and he said Kleisenberger Rebbe, as he was doing his labor, you know, as he was being tortured by the Nazis, he used to mumble to himself, he says, "You want to know why this is happening? It's he said he heard it so many times. That's the only pasuk that he knew. But either way, which avodah? Right? Which avodah involves simcha v'tov leivav? The only one is shira. Right? When does a person sing a song? He sings a song when he's besimcha, right? It's a mafurish Rashi. Ain adam shor shira, elu b'tich simcha b'tov leivav. Right? Not to date ourselves, but it's the chmash mafurish Rashi. As a zingin anigin kemenav and yidus besimcha. This Rashi. It's right here. It's erichet tucked away. Daf yud aleph amid aleph. Faith the Gemara, the aim of divrei Torah. Maybe it's referring to Torah. Maybe the pasuk that says tachas hashal yavadatos hashem lekecha besimcha b'tov leivav is referring to Torah. The chesid pekudi Hashem yishar mesamchi leiv. So the Gemara says Torah is mesamchi leiv ikri toiv leikri. You don't find that Torah is called toiv. Great toisves. What do you mean? Vaksiv ki lekach toiv nasati lechem toiv li Torah. Speak. I ain't toisves. Either way, the aim of bikurim. Maybe it means bikurim. Maybe the pasuk is saying that you know why the toicha happened. Not because the Yidden didn't sing Shira, B'shas the Karbonos. Not because they didn't learn Torah properly, which is Bekudi Hashem Yishar Masam Chilev. But maybe it's because they didn't bring Bekurim. She'etun and Shira. She'nam dechsev v'samachta b'chala toiv. The Gemara says, toiv ikri, toiv leivav lo yikri. It's true that Bekurim is called toiv, v'samachta b'chala toiv, but it's not called toiv leivav. And this pasuk is talking about something that's toiv leivav, and that's in Adam Shar Shira Elimi Toich Simcha V'Tuv Leivav. Right, that's the end of the pasuk. That's important for the Gemara. Ein adam shor shira elimi taych simcha v'tov leivav. Because that's part of the punchline of the Gemara. Either way, Amar Amasim, and I, the Bekurim Shadun Rashi, how do you know that when they brought the Bekurim, they used to sing shira? Asya toiv toiv mehacha. It says, Samachta b'chala toiv. And it says over here, tachas ha-shalei avadat ha-simcha v'tov leivav. Either way, eini. But Amar Shomar Achmin, Rabbi Yainis, and I, Shadun Rashi, Elal Yayin. How do you know that you only sing shira when you bring a carbon, b'shas nizuch ha-yayin, shenem ha-vatayim ha-magefen, hechtalti es teiroishem, ha-samech ha-lekim, va-anoshim. The pasuk over there is describing some metaphor, some mashal. It's a pasuk in Shoftim Perek Tes, and the Geffen is talking, right? So Geffen doesn't usually talk, but here the Geffen is talking. It says, "Hechtalti es tiroishai." Should I stop giving wine? Wine is so important. Why is wine so important? Hamisameach elikim v'anoshim, because wine makes people happy and it makes kaviyochel happy. Now, freak the Gemara, "Manoshim misameach elikim v'manosameach." I understand wine makes people happy, right? A good glass of wine makes you happy. But how does wine make Hashem happy? You can't shane or imbrim shira. Elala, doesn't mean the wine. What it means is the shira that they used to sing during the wine. The point is, the only time they sang shira in the Beis HaMikdash was b'shas nisuch hayayin. So if that's the case, how could there be a mitzvah of shira when they brought the bikurim? Bikurim, you could have a gzeira shava, but at the end of the day, if there's a tnai of yayin, then Bechura, where's the Yayin? There's no Yayin. You couldn't bring Bikurin of Yayin. Right? Bikurin had to be a pri. Where's the Yayin? Mara says, no, Mishkach is like a daughter of Rabbi Yosi. Priyata maybe. Fiyata maybe mashka. What happens if Hevi Anovim Bedarchim? What if you brought Anovim and then you press the grapes in the Beis HaMikdash? Minayin, how do you know then you can give the wine as Bikurim Tamalei Matovi? So in the event that you're giving not the fruit, but rather you're giving the wine, it's in that case where this halacha, would be negated. Incidentally, we just mentioned the pasuk, V'atoymer le'magefen, hechtalti es tiroishai, ha-mesameach elikim v'anoshen. So parsha shlach, you have, of course, the chet of the meraglim. Right after the story of the meraglim, what's the very next pasuk? Right after the meraglim. The next pasuk talks about the mitzvah of the nesachim. Va'yidaber Hashem al Moshe Aleim, etabro b'nei Yisrael v'yomar talem, ki sovoyu al eretz Moshe v'yiseichem, v'asisem isha l'Hashem, and you have the mitzvah of the nesachim. Unbelievable. So you have the parish of the miraglim, pasuk after pasuk, with the Hashem nishpati be'apim, yivoyin amal nuchasi, koli ben Yefuna, Yeshua ben Nun, Tisha B'Av, Balayla, everything is going on here at parish Shlach. What's the next pasuk? There's a mitzvah of nesachim. So what's the smichos between the mitzvah of the Nesachim And between the parash of the Mara, all the Rishonim asked the kasha. The Pardes Yosef HaChadosh brings from the Chedushei Arim, that the Chedushei Arim say, that you know why you have the parash of Nesachim, because the Gemara says, Le'ivri Yayin, Elu L'Nachim Avelim. Kadosh Baruch Hu created wine to take people that are sad and to make them happy. The Pasuk says, Tnu Sheikhar La'oved, V'Yayin L'mari Nefesh. So he said that after the Chet of the Meraglim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, Ima Yonochi B'Tzara, was Mishtatif in the terrible Tzar, there's going to be Churban Beis HaMikdosh, there's going to be Shchinta B'Galusa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kaviyochel B'Tzar. So you know what we do? Tnu Sheikhar La'oved, V'Yayin L'mari Nefesh. When someone's B'Tzar, when he's in Oved, we give him Sheikhar. When someone's Amari Nefesh, we give him Yayin. And that's the mitzvah of Nesachim. HaMesameach Elikim V'Anoshim, right? We give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the wine, Kaviyochel. Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking wine. Say Shabbi B'Simcha, the Kayim Hashemar with regards to Hashem. Tnu Sheicher LaOved V'Yayin LaMorin Nefesh. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Again, we're discussing Mikoyros to the concept of Shira. Some of Furush in the Torah, but how do you know Shira? Chizkiyam Mamihacha. It says Uchnanyo Sar Halevim Yosur B'Masa Kimevenu. So there's a little bit of confusion with regards to the proper gears over here. But the bottom line is Kananyo is the Sar HaLevim. He's some big officer within the ranks of the Levim. His job is B'masa, to carry things that need to be carried. And then it says Kim Yosar. So Yosar would be more Miloshin carrying. But Al-Tikri Yosar Elo Yashir, in this context, we're darshing it, that what it really means to sing. So you see from here that the Levim's job was to sing. Balvati Yomar. Balvati is the name of a Chacham. Rabbi Yechon Mehoch. He said the name of Rabbi Yechon as follows. Lavoid Avoidas Avoida, the Pasuk says. Ezeu Avoida Shetzrich Avoida. Right? Lavoid Avoidas Avoida. Certainly sounds very redundant. Lavoid Avoidas Avoida. It's written more. So, Ez Avoida Shetzrich Avoida. Where is a Shira? Oh, because you sing Shira, which is an Avoida. Peshasi doing an Avoida. Rabbi Yechon Mehoch, a fifth Makar. So, U Zimra, Usnu Saif, Kinar Noam and Novel. That's an Avoida. And the Pasuk clearly is talking about playing music. Nachum, Rabbi Yechon Mehoch. Heimo Yisu Koilam. They're going to sing and their voices will be more powerful than the sound of the sea. Talking about the Bnei Kos, who of course were Levian. And what was their job? So when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they had a specific job. That was to carry the Kelim. When the Yidden would travel, Elam Masid and Yisrael, when they would travel from place to place, the Levim's job was to carry the Kalim. Now, Mimashma Shinema Bakosev, Inuide Shay Yisrael, once it says it was on their shoulders, obviously they were Bakosev Yisrael, the word Yisrael is extra. Matamalim Yisrael, En Yisrael, Eloshin Shira. Chenu Oimer, Su Zimro, Su Saif, Vaimer Yisu Kalim. You know, you have two psukim where you find that the word Yisrael means Shira, so this is a remez and a pasuk in the Torah that says that the Levim had the obligation to sing. Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Shua, Amar Mehacha. Chananya, who was Rabbi Yeshua's nephew, said from the father, Rabbi Shua was a Levi. We'll see in the Gemara soon. Rabbi Shua was a Levi, so Chananya, who was Rabbi Yeshua's brother's son, assuming they were Achim and Av, was also a Levi. He said, Moshe Yudaber, V'alekim Yanenu B'koil, that Moshe Rabbeinu would speak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yanenu B'Koil. What does Yanenu B'Koil mean? Al Iskei Kol. Look at the top Rashi. Shoyu Mitzaveu L'Shoyru L'Fisha Moshe Levi Hoy. Moshe Benu was a Levi. I thought Moshe Benu was a Kohen, Kohen Gadol. But Moshe Benu was really a Levi. That's the Pashur Shai. And if Moshe Benu was a Levi, he was being told that there's an idea of Moshe Yedaber V'Lekim Yanenu B'Koil. Hashem's telling Moshe, you should see Rav Asher V'Meihocha V'Hike Echad V'Mechatzrim V'Lam V'Shoyrim L'Hashmiya Koil Echad. That you see the Mechatzrim, they were the ones that played the Chatzotris, the Meshoyrim were the ones that sang, they should all together be a Koil Echad. V'Yoynes Enam V'Meihocha V'Lo Yomusu Gam Heim Gam Atem. So the Pasuk is describing the job of the Levim, and it says as follows, V'Shamru Mishmartecha U'Mishmeres Kol Ha'oyo Ach el klei hakodesh ve'el hamizbeach lo yikruvu v'lo yamusu gam heim gamas. It's a fascinating pasuk. The pasuk is saying that the Levim have their specific jobs, but a Levi has to make sure that he doesn't do the job of the kohen. So v'shamu mishmartecha mishmeres kol ha'oil ach el klei hakodesh ve'el hamizbeach lo yikruvu, because that's your job, the kohen. But the Levim are the ones that will hoof the avodas hamikdash, but the El Klei HaMizbeach, the Klei HaKodesh, that already falls into Avodas HaKorbanos. That's the job of the Kohen. They have to make sure the Levim do that. They don't do the Avodah of the Kohen, because if they do, they'll be Chayv Misa. Right? V'lo Yamusu, and then it says, Gam Heim, Gam Atem. But the Gam Heim, Gam Atem says, Ma Atem B'Avodas Mizbeach, Atem B'Avodas Mizbeach. Even though Pashup Shan, the Pasuk is saying that the Levim have no Shaykhs to the Avodas HaMizbeach. But We see from here, on some level they do have. And what's their role that they play in the Avodah HaMizbeach? The role that they play in the Avodah HaMizbeach is they sing shirus. So even though we said the Rambam said that the Kohen's job is the Avodah HaKarbanos. The Levi's job is the Avodah HaMikdash. It sounds like the Levi has nothing to do with the Karbanos. That's this Hekdesh. Gam Atem teaches me that they have some role in the Avodah HaKarbanos. Even though that's really the Kohen's job, it's not the Levi's job. What's their role? Their role is the Shira. Tanya Nami Hochi. V'loi Yomusu Gamhim Gam Atem. Atem B'Shalohem V'Hem B'Shalohem B'Miso. You hear this? If a Levi does the Kohen's job, he's Chayiv Miso. If the Kohen does the Levi's job, he's also Chayiv Miso. The Pasuk about the Levi. The Levi can't do what the Kohen's supposed to do. Gamhim. But then it says Gamhim Gam Atem. What's the gamhim gamatim? That you too, Kohen, are not allowed to do what the Levi does. And just like if the Levi does what you're supposed to do, he's chayiv misa. If the Kohen would do what the Levi's supposed to do, he would also be chayiv misa. But the Brisa continues, heim b'shalahem, einam b'misa, elo bazar. However, if one Levi would do what another Levi is supposed to do, he wouldn't be chayiv misa. So what does that mean? This is important. What it means is, we said before that the Levim had three primary jobs. They were shomrim. They were shayarim and they were mishayarim. Shayarim means they watched. They were stationed at different points, checkpoints in the Beis HaMikdash. Shayarim means they were in charge of the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. Miloshin shar. Mishayarim is miloshin shir. It sounds similar, but it's not the same thing. Shayarim and mishayarim. A little confusing. But it's two completely different jobs. In fact, Levim were all given the job of being shayarim. They were mishmarais, so there was a way that it was divided. But within the ranks of the Levim, they were the Shayarin and they were Mishayarin. Presumably the Mishayarin were the ones that had good voices. And the Shayarin were the guys, yeah, they were strong, so the ones that went Hagba. But either way, so you had the Shayarin, you had the Mishayarin. If you were assigned to be from the Shayarin, you weren't allowed to be from the Mishayarin. If you were assigned to be from the Mishayarin, you weren't allowed to be from the Mishayarin. That's this last line. Heim b'shalohen ein b'misa. If a Levi does another Levi's job, so if you're from the Shayarin and you do what one of the Mishayarin are supposed to do, you're not going to be chayav misa, el bazar, but there will be an azar. So if a Levi does what a Kohen is supposed to do, misa. If a Kohen does what a Levi is supposed to do, misa. What if a Levi does what another Levi is supposed to do? Ein b'misa, el bazar. Omer Abayis, they didn't there. Abayis said not that way. He said, Naktina, we have a Mishayarin. Mishayarin shashir, b'shal chaver b'misa. If a Mishayarin does what one of the Shayarin did, he is chayav shenemar. What does Zohar mean? I don't need that pasuk to tell me that the Zohar is not allowed to come too close. We know from other pasukim. That means he's a Zohar. With regards to that, Abaye argued. Abaye said that if a Meshayer does what the Shayer is supposed to do, he's going to be Meshayer Shashir, Meshayer Shashir, and Mesh El Bazar. It's before Shabraisa not that way. So the Gemara says, Tanoi, Tanyu, and the Braisa, and Isaac Rabbi Shuvan Chananyo, who was a Levi. Shaholach, Stam Rabbi Shuas, Rabbi Shuvan Chananyo. Shaholach, I told you some. So he went to help Rabbi Yochanan ben Gugada to close the doors. These doors were very heavy, right? He told him, go back. Rabbi Shua was from the Mishayarin. You're not from the Mishayarin. Says the Gemara, my labakum iflige. So it sounds like Rabbi Yeshua thought, right, Rabbi Yeshua is the great Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua thought that it's okay, even though he's from the Mishayarin, he can help one of the Shayarin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gugada said, no, you're from the Mishayarin, you can't even help me. What's the beer in the Machlekes? The Ma'asav HaMisu. The Stam of the Machlekes was as follows. He held that it's a Chiyav Misa. The Gazru Bar Rabbanan. The Ma'asav HaZari. Maybe the Machlekes was, how chomer is it if a Shayar does what the Mishayarin is supposed to do, or Mishayarin does what the Shayarin is supposed to do? How chomer is it? Is it Misa, then it makes sense that the Chomer would be good, so you can't even help. If it's not Misa, then it's not so Chomer. Maybe you should be able to help. Everybody holds it's an Azara. No one holds the Chiyav Misa. Yeah, it goes very well. One man says that even though it's only an Azara, but Azara is also bad. So therefore the Chachamim said that don't help lest you come to do it by yourself. Umar saw loy gozer be'rabbanon, that the Rabbanon were not good. About Rabbi Abin. Oy les nit vasibar tu nashira, ayena tu nashira. So we said, when was the Shira saying in the Beis HaMikdash? When the Karbanos Sibur were brought. What's a Karban Sibur? Tamech Shal Shachar, Tamech Ben Arbayim, the Musafim, certain Karbanos that were burning Yom Tovim. Those are Karbanos Sibur. Rav Abba wanted to know, what if they brought a Karban Sibur, but it was a Karban Sibur that's in a Dov? So how could you have a Karban Sibur that's in a Dov? What's the answer? Trivia question. What's the answer? The answer is the Karbanos that were brought for Ketz HaMizbeach. So there was a halacha that the Mizbeach was never allowed to be idle. There always had to be action on the Mizbech. There always had to be a murim, parts of an animal being burnt on the Maroch of the Mizbech. What happens if there were no Karbanos being brought? So there was a special fund. They would take the money and they would buy with that money Karbanos Oila, it was considered oila sibur, but it was an adava. You weren't bringing an oila you had to bring. It was just there so that there should be activity on the The shaila was that oila required shira, didn't require. What's the shaila? Oila seichem amrachmano. It says that you should sing shira al oila seichem achas oilas choiva v'achas oilas nadava. Oila seichem is a lashon rabba. It's coming to be marba. Maybe even the oilas nadava. Oidoma oila seichem the kuli yisrael kamrachmano. Oila seichem means that it has to be something that belongs to all of the yidden. So all the yidden had a shaychus in the karbonos tzibra that were choiva. But they didn't have a shaychus in the karbon tzibur that were nadava. Why? Because how did every yid have a shaychus in the karbon tzibur? Through the machzah shekel. The ketzam is beach, karbonis were not bought with the machzah shekel. Being that they weren't bought with the machzah shekel, not every yid had a shaychus to it. So on the one hand, oilei seichem sounds like maybe it's being marba, the oilas nidvas tibur, but then again, oilei seichem is also mashba the kuli yisroel. So the gemara toshma, v'yoyim chizkiyo, lahalois ha'oilo, laham is beach, ubeheis heichel ha'oilo, heichel shir Hashem, v'achatzoitzreis, v'ayidei klei dove melech yisroel. So there's a pasuk here where Chizkiyo is about to bring a carpet, and he's not really sure, he has a shayla, doesn't know what to do. V'yoyim chizkiyo, lahalois oilo lam is beach, right? He's asking. He's not saying, he's asking, it's not a rhetorical question. He says, am I supposed to bring karbanos? Like he doesn't really know what to do. Now the context is, the Beis HaMikdash had been in bad shape because of one of the bad kings of Klal Yisrael. Chizkiyo made his Chanukas HaMizbeach, as in Chanukah, like such a concept. They refurbished the Beis HaMikdash, now they're ready to bring karbanos again, and Chizkiyo turns, he has some sort of shiloh over here. So the Gemara says, it sounds like his shiloh was about the Shira. Because what's the pasuk? Sounds like he's not sure about the shira. The Gemara says, was he not sure about whether they should think shira when they bring the oilas chayva? Everyone knows you have to. He wasn't sure. That was probably a shayla. Shayla probably was they're bringing an oilas nadava, and that was Chizkiyosh. Rabbi Yosef oilas rish chaydeshav. He had a whole different shayla. The shayla wasn't about the shira. The shayla was about oilas rish kamibayle mihuk for rish chaydesh bezmanid lekarvela. He wasn't sure if rish chaydesh that if it was rish chaydesh or not. He wasn't sure if the previous month had. Was a chaser or was a mole. So whether the 30th day is the last day of the previous month, whether it's the first day of the next month, he had a shayla not about the shira, but whether to bring the carbon, because this was not Rish Chodesh. You can't say it was Rish Chodesh, because the Pasuk says, Pasuk says when it was on the 16th day of Nisan. It wasn't on Rish Chodesh. They were discussing the keves that was brought together with the carbon. What was the carbon brought? On the 16th day of Nisan. And his question was, his shayla was, should we bring the keves or not? What does it depend on? The previous Rish Chodesh, was it Bezmani or was it not Bezmani? But the Gemara says, Maskel, Rav Avyo, V'lech se Pesach hechi Yavid, or Matzah hechel Achil. Now you're not sure on the 16th day of Nisan, Chizkiyo had a Shaila, if Rish Chodesh was a Mole or a Chasa the previous month? What do you mean? If it's the 16th day of Nisan, that means it was already the 15th day of Nisan, it was already Pesach. Did you have the Seder last night, 2 nights ago? Right? What's the Shaila over here? Elam Rav Ashi, you're right. Me did the Havya Shechadut Zur the Mimlech. Chizkiyo had no shaylas. He knew everything he had to do. But you know why he did this? He did this to Shlech Tzibur. Before he davens for the Yomid, he asks Rishus, Hinini. He asks Rishus from the Olam. That's what Chizkiyo was doing. It wasn't a real question. It was a rhetorical question. He knew. I mean, it wasn't a question we wanted an answer. He was just... But derech COVID, that's what he was. Hashem tosses lahagid the gemara's afilu teima oilas chayva. Me de habe shechel through the milch. Once you say that he was acting as a shliach tzibur, wasn't asking a real question, you could say any pshat and what the shayla. What was? It doesn't matter. Maybe he was bringing the carbon tamid. Maybe he was bringing an oilas nitvas yachid. Maybe it was the keves haba in ma'omer. What it was exactly, it doesn't really matter because there's going to be no halachic ramifications because Chizkiyo is not asking a real shayla. All he's doing is bederech covered, he's discussing what should be done. Either way, just going back to the introduction about Shevet Levi. So again, the theme of a good part of today's daf is the concept of Shevet Levi and the fact that Shevet Levi was huvdol mikol hashvatim. Why? L'avodas HaMikdash. And the Rambam says, what's Shevet Levi's job? Number one, they're the shomrim. Number two, they're the shayarin. Number three, they're the Meshayerin. A Shayer can't be a Meshayer. A Meshayer can't be a Shayer. In fact, Abaye Shita is, if the Shayer was Meshayer, and the Meshayer was Shayer, he's even Chayav Misa. Another thing that we saw in today's daf is that if a Levi does the Avoida of a Yisrael, he's Chayav Misa. We also saw that if a Yisrael would do the job of a Levi, if a Kohen would do the job of a Levi, he too would be Chayav Misa.
So interesting. A Levi can't do the Kohen's job, the Kohen can't do the Levi's job. Mechas Chinuch asks a bumbakasha. Mechas Chinuch is in Shin Samech Tes, and he says, I don't understand. You need a special pasuk to tell me. You need a special pasuk to tell me that a Levi that does the job of a Kohen is going to be Chayiv Misa. L'chur, why do you need a pasuk for it? Tepik Lei, that a Levi can't do the Avodah of a Kohen because a Levi is a Zar as it relates to the Avodah of a Kohen. What's the definition of a Kohen? The Rambam says very clearly, again, we're already more than a year into Seder Kachem. What's the definition of a Kohen? The Rambam says every time it says Kohen, or every time it says Zar, it's called She'enoi Mizarish Ala Haroin, but Mizichrei Kohuna. The definition of a Kohen is a male, you have to be a Zachar, that's number one. And number two, you have to be Mizarish Ala Haroin. If you're not a Zachar, you're in a cave, and you're not Mizarish Ala Haroin, you cannot be a Kohen. Those are the two boxes that you have to check off. A Levi is not Mizarish Ala Haroin. He's Mizarish Alevi, Aaron's grandfather, but he's not Mizarish Ala Haroin. If he's not Mizarish Ala Haroin, then L'chayra is a Zor anyways. A Zor is never allowed to do the Avodah. So why do I need a Pasuk, the Gemara in today's daf, to tell me that if a Levi does the Avodah of a Kohen, he's a Michayiv Misa, v'shamru mishmartecho mishmeres kol oil. To teach me that a Levi is not allowed to do the avoid of a Kohen, the Kohen is anyways not allowed to do the avoid of a Kohen, because a Zor can't do the avoid of a Kohen. If a Zor does the avoid of a Kohen, he's chayav misa. A Levi is considered a Zor. As I think the Mechas Chinuch, and Mechas Chinuch says, you see from here a tremendous chiddush. You know what you see from here? A Zor is not allowed to do an avoid of a Kohen, stating that he's only chayav misa if he does four avoidas. Which four avoidas? The other four avoidas, right? When you think of the four avoidas in Kachem, you think of Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. Those are the four avoidas Adam. Those are the four avoidas that are ma'akiv in every carbon. But there were the other four avoidas that I mentioned in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Avoidas Tamos, complete avoidas, the last part of the avoidah. Those are the four avoidas that Azor is Chayiv Misa. What are those avoidas? Those avoidas are Zrika, Haktara, Nisuch Hayayin, today's Daf, and Yus Chamay. Those are the four avoidas. Right, trick question. What are the other four avoidas? Those are the other four avoidas. Either way, the only time a Zor is chayv misa is if he does an avoidas hakoyin, that's an avoidas tama. Chiddush of this pasuk is that even a Levi that does an avoidas hakoyin, that's not an avoidas tama. It's not one of those four avoidas. Any avoidas, it doesn't matter if it's Kabbalah or Halacha, it doesn't matter what the avoidas is. Any avoidas that a Levi does, he's going to be chayv misa. So if a Levi does an avoid of a Kohen, it's way more chomer, says the Minchas Chinuch, than if a Zor would do the avoid of a Kohen. If a Zor would do the avoid of a Kohen, the only time he'd be chayv misa is if it's an avoid of Tama. If, however, a Levi would do it, he would be chayv misa even if it's not avoid of Tama. I said the Minchas Chinuch is in Shin Samech Tes, is in Simon Shin Pei Tes. It's a mitzvah Shin Pei Tes. Says the Minchas Chinuch that you see from this sugya that a Levi doing the avoida of a Kohen is more chamor than a Zar doing the avoida of a Kohen. Just to conclude with one ha'ara, and that is that we know that in addition to Levi being from the Shoyarin, and Levi being from the Meshoyarin, being from the Shoyimrim, Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas V'zayis HaBracha gave Levi another job. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yoyru Mishpatecha Le'yakov V'sayrascha Le'yisrael. That Levi's job is to be the Moirei Ra. Their job is to be the teachers. Their job is to be the teachers of Klal Yisrael. That Shevet Levi is moved to 100%. That Shevet Levi Bovad, but that's the job of Shevet Levi. There's a pasuk in Parshas Koirach, where the pasuk talks about Parshas Baloischa, so with the Torah, so many psukim, and Parshas Baloischa, it says Ve'etnos Halevim Nesunim Laharin Uvanov Mitoich Bnei Yisrael Lavidas Avidas Bnei Yisrael Ba'ilmoid Ulechapra Bnei Yisrael V'lo'iv Bnei Yisrael Negev Begeshes Bnei Yisrael Elakoydesh. So the pasuk over this talking about the Levim. Listen to the pasuk. Ve'etnos Halevim Nesunim Laharin Uvanov Mitoich Bnei Yisrael Lavidas Avidas Bnei Yisrael Ulechapra Bnei Yisrael V'lo'iv Bnei Yisrael Negev Begeshes Bnei Yisrael. Rashi says, very wordy. It says Bnei Yisrael five times in this pasuk. You know why? To teach us chibasan shel Yisrael. The Chasam Sofer, and this is l'shitasei to so many shtiklach, not for this morning. But the Chasam Sofer says a dover nifla v'ru'uyin advarim li'isha amram. This is epic. He says that in a pasuk that talks about the Levian, the Torah teaches me chibasan shel Yisrael. This is a pasuk that's chibasan shel Shevet Levi, not chibasan shel Yisrael. Says the Chasam Sofer, because a person might think that Shevet Levi, oh, Hashem loves Shevet Levi. But what about the other Shvatim? Hashem doesn't care so much about the other Shvatim. Shevet Levi, they're very chashuv. But what about everybody else? not as chashiv. In the pasuk of Shevet Levi, the Torah goes out of its way to emphasize that no, that every single yid is important. Every yid is chashiv. They were kehanim, they were levim, they had jobs, and there's nothing to talk about. They're put on a pedestal. But says the Chassam Sofer, don't think that because Shevet Levi is on a pedestal, somehow that reflects poorly on the rest of us. Every single yid is chashiv. His lashon is the yearly leimer atam lama kamashmal and kain kan. That's not what this was.